There are those moments in life where suddenly, in between the hustle and bustle of all the things I feel I need to do and need to get, that the world directly around me seems to fade out and goes into slow motion, just like in the movies. I'm standing in a bubble, looking out, and see, with harsh clarity, something I had not noticed before. It happened to me last week as I stood in line at the cash register of a discount drugstore where loads of things are for sale for less or three for the price of two. Everything was beckoning me to buy. It was screaming at my face I had to do it now, for it would be for my own good. The products, without exception, promised me I would profit if I bought them. At the same time, I also noticed how all the products within my range of vision were packed in plastic bottles, tubes, or other forms of environment-unfriendly pollutants. Without warning, my mind's eye started to picture the mountain of tossed-away packaging of only this shop alone. And then my mind expanded on the fact that this shop I was standing in was only one of hundreds of other shops operating under the same franchise, and that in turn this franchise was only one of the hundreds of other franchises selling the same sort of products, of which all the useless packaging would all end up on our society's big piles of waste. I also realized a roughly estimated 90% of all the products within my eye's reach were products I do not necessarily need. Perfumes, body glitter, makeup, plastic purple heart-shaped sunglasses, candy in all sorts and sizes next to the weight loss powders, scented candles, plastic flip-flops with plastic daisy ornaments, all gathered within reach around a 3-meter radius of the cash register. I had to think of the short time span these products will have, consumed, tossed out, or forgotten within days, if not hours. How did we let it come this far? How did we grow to be people who soil their precious habitat and keep on polluting it with the proficiency of ants working their colony, except that ants don't pollute or ruin the environment their next generations have to live in, and at least ants only use what they need and give back by being scavengers rather than consumers and serve as a nutritious part of the food chain, while most humans only have Monsanto to poison them. Is it just me, or is it something to notice next time you stand in line at the discount drugstore, and then maybe just buy what you need and what is good for you? To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.